Prime Minister Netanyahu's invitation to meet with President Obama came at the last minute, just about the time the Israeli leader was getting on a plane bound for a 3-day trip to Washington. It will be a low-profile meeting between the two men. No cameras, no public statements. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the thrust of the meeting will be getting Israeli-Palestinian peace talks back on track.
I think the president is hopeful that we will, in this meeting, make progress and get, without getting into the intricacies of it, get these two parties not just back physically to talks, but to the type of relationship that is necessary for those talks to bear fruit.
But Netanyahu's visit comes after the Obama administration sharply criticized Israel's decision to build 1,600 homes for Jewish settlers in East Jerusalem, an area Palestinians claim as their future capital. That decision frayed relations between the U.S. and its strongest ally in the Middle East. To wide applause, Prime Minister Netanyahu defended the decision during a speech to the pro-Israeli group AIPAC in Washington.
The Jewish people were building Jerusalem 3,000 years ago, and the Jewish people are building Jerusalem today. Jerusalem is not a settlement, it's our capital.
Palestinian officials insist that Israel's decision to continue building in and around East Jerusalem will keep them from the negotiating table. Still, Netanyahu was defiant, claiming that building anywhere in Jerusalem is Israel's right.
Americans, Europeans, Israelis certainly, Palestinians, everyone knows that these neighborhoods will be part of Israel in any peace settlement. And therefore, building in them in no way precludes the possibility of a two-state solution.
But the Obama administration says Israel's decision to construct more Jewish housing near Jerusalem jeopardizes current U.S. efforts to get indirect or proximity talks going between Israel and the Palestinians. During her speech to AIPAC, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton underscored the administration's opposition to Israel's housing policy, saying getting both sides to the negotiating table requires trust.
New construction in East Jerusalem or the West Bank undermines that mutual trust and endangers the proximity talks that are the first step toward the full negotiations that both sides say they want and need. And it exposes daylight between Israel and the United States that others in the region hope to exploit.
While Clinton condemned Israel's expansion of its Jewish settlements, she also expressed solidarity over Iran. She said there is no greater strategic threat for Israel than a nuclear-armed Iran, and that the Obama administration is working on sanctions against Iran that, quote, will bite. Iran's suspect nuclear program was a major theme at the opening day of the AIPAC conference, and one that Netanyahu picked up on and will likely bring to today's meeting with President Obama. Netanyahu said Iran's bid to develop nuclear weapons is first and foremost a threat to Israel.
Israel thus expects the international community to act swiftly and to act decisively to thwart this danger. But we always reserve the right of self-defense.
So far, President Obama has publicly kept quiet about the recent diplomatic spat between Israel and the U.S. And given the press blackout, it's unlikely details about today's private meeting between Mr. Obama and Mr. Netanyahu will emerge. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.